Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. I am scrambling here to try to make sense of what is going on at this very moment. One of the bigger disasters in wrestling history. The state of TNA at this very moment. The Carter versus Billy Corgan lawsuit is going on as we speak. And there's so much information coming out that I'm trying to assess it all. And we're going to go into a lot of it after the break. But the bottom line is, Billy Corgan is claiming that Impact owes 10 times more than they're worth, which would be the very definition of insolvent. And they are in court right now. There is so much that has come out. I don't even know where to begin. There are officers that have not been paid. There are employees that have not been paid. Talent has not been paid. They owe tons of money. Billy Corgan claims that they didn't tell him. He had no idea how far this company was in the hole. He claims they did not tell him. They hid it from him. He claims that they were negotiating with entities such as WWE behind his back. He was a creditor to the company. He should have known about these things. He was supposed to be the president of the company when he saved three sets of tapings so far. He has injected money to save the company three times. He claims that he was given the role of president, which to his understanding meant that he could take over control of the company, basically. He was given none of that power. And it's a disaster. I'm gonna get into a lot of the details after the break. And then we'll talk about all the rest of the news. There's a lot of it, but let's figure out what's going on. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Your own personal box office awaits you at TicketsAlways.com across the street from historic Wrigley Field. Up the stairs to a stairway to heaven. The best seats at fair prices at box office tickets at TicketsAlways.com. Professional user-friendly website at TicketsAlways.com. This truly could be the year for your Chicago Cubs. Have a great seat to perhaps watch baseball history unfold on the north side. A ticket agency on your side. Box office tickets. TicketsAlways.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000-square-foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
When I took over this farm from my dad, I knew our future success required making major changes in our operations. That meant adding acreage, more and bigger equipment, investing in powerful technology, hiring employees. We even started a seed business. Fortunately, working together with Grinnell Mutual and my local farm mutual, my agent was able to cover everything. I call that progress.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Literally, as we speak, we are live here on the air. The Corrigan-Dixie lawsuit, the hearing is going on. And Nate Rao, who is a music business and sometimes investigations reporter for the Tennessean, is there, and he has been live tweeting everything. And so I'm just going to read his timeline because I think everything we need to know is going to be in that. Once again, this is Nate Rao at TNNATERAUW on Twitter if you want to follow along.
You, not W.
So it started an hour ago. Yes. TNNATERAU. Corrigan's attorney, Scott Sims, begins. He says Corrigan saved the company on three occasions, but TNA did not hold up its end of the bargain. Sims says Corrigan and Carter entered into a pledge agreement that included insolvency clause, proving this is a crucial part of this lawsuit. Sims said TNA misled Corrigan about company debts. He says Corrigan was named president but excluded from management decisions. This is a contract dispute, Sims says. Quote, there's no dispute. This is a valid pledge agreement. The second question is if TNA really is insolvent. Sims says there is no doubt about that. We basically have a pledge with a voting proxy. TNA argues that a transfer of ownership to Corrigan was never approved. The chancellor is asking Sims about Corrigan's desire to remove managers. Basically, Corrigan wants to get rid of Dixie's people and put in his own people because he feels that Dixie's people have run this thing into the ground. Does that fit circumstance of a proxy? She is pushing back at the key argument. Dixie is watching, Nate says, without showing any emotion. She is following along while Sims argues TNA is insolvent. Lawyers have agreed not to disclose redacted financial details. Sims says TNA fails the balance sheet test and the cash flow test. So yes, if you check out the actual filings that have been released, all financials have been redacted. You cannot see exactly how far into the hole TNA actually is. We only know a few things, one being that you can sort of kind of try and figure this out here to a degree in the sense that Corrigan has saved three sets of tapings, and I believe at one point they were talking about him then getting a 36% ownership stake in the company or something like that, which never happened. So, I mean, depending on how much he spent, that equaling 36%, you can kind of try to do the math right here. But as I noted in the opening segment, he claims that the company is worth one-tenth of what it owes. It owes 10 times its value. It says here, Sim says TNA has required new infusions of cash to produce new impact shows. It is clear TNA is not paying its bills. They say the financial condition was the same when Corrigan signed the pledge agreement. Sims says Corrigan did not know financial strife facing TNA when he gave them cash. TNA is not paying talent. The company is blaming the lawsuit. Sims says that is not true. TNA is insolvent beyond doubt on the cash flow test. TNA has 52% more liabilities now than in June, Sims says. And he argues the total debts are actually higher. Chancellor asks about short-term need for cash versus long-term value of TNA. Sim says, one, the cash flow deficit has been in existence since at least June, and pro forma shows 1 year of large cash flow deficits facing TNA. So basically what this means is once they move from Destination America to Pop TV, that's when they really went into the hole, because Pop TV is paying them nothing. They're on an advertising split. So that was the real beginning of the end. I mean, the beginning of the end was like 12 years ago. Sim says management has put TNA in ICU at least 5 times this year. He's referencing frantic cash calls they make after each taping. Sims says it is noteworthy they have not produced a schedule of liabilities. He implies that TNA is hiding something. He says their unpaid tax bill is unknown. Sims says there has been no effort to assign value to the assets, including the tape library. He is referencing WWE negotiations now. This is part of the story. Dixie was negotiating with WWE, but Billy Corgan knew nothing about this. He had invested into the company 3 times. He had essentially saved them 3 times. He was allegedly the president of the company, and they were telling him nothing about negotiations with WWE, which he feels he should have known of as a creditor. It says WWE lowered its first offer, and its new offer counts non-compete clauses. Sim says WWE offer is lower than Corgan's estimate of TNA liabilities. Just because WWE and others have offered investment in TNA has not proved the company is not insolvent. If TNA is a solid company worth millions, or is TNA a solid company worth millions or insolvent company, contractually obligated to transfer power to Corgan? Corgan claims that he and Dixie had entered into a deal where if the company was proven to be insolvent, he would get all of her remaining, I believe, 92% of the shares in this company. And she, of course, is claiming to avoid that this company is not insolvent. And Corgan's side is saying, under no circumstances and in no way can it be claimed that this company is not insolvent. Sims just seemed to slip and say $1.8 million is owed to Corgan on one note. Which, like I said, I guess that you could do some math, and this is me doing math. If we presume that one note is worth basically $2 million, and he paid for at least 3 tapings, that would be $6 million that he would be owed. And then you can sort of try and do the math at what she claims this company is worth. Perhaps TNA could pay Corgan off and continue on its troubled financial path until a buyer steps in. This is what Nate says. $1.8 million was from Anthem, which is the company that owns the TNA licensing rights to the video library. Anthem has issued a press release saying it is willing to pay off Corgan, and Aerolux's Jason Brown would then become the new CEO. Sims said Carter made an offer for Corgan to buy her out. Everyone involved is trying to make a deal, he says. He says Dixie emailed WWE to say that she won't sell to them until Billy is out. And they are now winding down Corgan's side, and the TNA lawyers are coming up next. And I guess we'll start with that in the next segment. But, Mike, what do you make of Corgan's side of this story?
It shows how much money that he has and how much money that some people have, where they can take so much good money and throw it after such bad money, and not even realize how bad the situation is. We know TNA, we were estimating it at one point with some of the debts and some of the public things. We were saying, what, between $3.5 to $5 to $6 million in debt. Now they're talking like 10 times, you know, possibly $10 million. Whatever it is, whoever is going to take this thing, no matter what you pay for it, whether it's $10 million, $1 million, or $1, you are way overpaying for it, and you have a lot of digging out to do that I don't know. If you bankrupt, I don't know exactly what you're able to do here, but there's going to be people that will probably be getting paid pennies on the dollar if they're owed any money right now by TNA.
All right, PW Insider has a list here. Corgan is noting the company's financial condition deteriorated after August 11th. And it says here that they've got the lawsuits out from American Express, Audience of One, and Bank Credit Capital Finance. The company has been unable to pay officers' salaries as of August 31st, including Dixie and Surge, who are owed back pay. As of September 1st, checks issued to talent bounced, and Dean Broadhead stated in a document, "We owe talent money, we owe employees money, we owe many vendors money." As of September 8th, Impact Ventures unable to pay its state taxes, leading to a tax lien. The operating account was overdrawn on the 8th. As of October 3rd, they were unable to pay vendor Seismic Sound. They have canceled tapings on November 1st through 3rd, and the defendants are not paying talent. Back in a moment with more. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez, Mike Sempervivi. And now, let us look at the TNA side. Have you seen some of this?
Oh, my quote of the entire case is already happened.
Okay. Is it Parham saying TNA is a valuable, well-known commodity?
No, although that's a good one, too.
All right, this is TNA's side. Attorney Travis Parham is up right now. This was 12 minutes ago. Calls the lawsuit a scheme by Corgan to take over the company and force out Carter. He says the lawsuit has created a creditor crisis and hurt TNA's financial standing. You can follow this on Twitter, by the way. Nate Rao, at TNNATERAU. TNA, attorney Travis Parham argues, has goodwill, notoriety, merchandising, licensing, and is an international brand. He says TNA is a valuable, well-known commodity. Carter owns 92.5%. Anthem owns 2%. Aerolux owns 5%. Where's the other 0.5%? Anyway, Parham said TNA anticipated short-term cash flow problems and knew its new business model would be a challenge. This is the height of understatement. He said cash flow company came to roost this. The cash flow problems came to roost this summer. Corgan gave a loan that could be transferred to equity. Corgan lent more money in July and had the right to convert a loan to 12.5% interest. The attorney is arguing that TNA is not insolvent. A third loan from Corgan came in August, but he says Corgan's loans were opportunistic to benefit himself.
That's the one for me. That's the one for me of... Is he supposed to be Florence Nightingale? Is he bound by an oath to have to save this company? Is he Mother Teresa? Is he looking for sainthood and beatification later on after he passes? I mean, why else would you continue to throw good money after bad? Do I get to write TNA off on my taxes at the end of the year? Why else would he be doing it?
Sorry. Corgan wanted 22.5% in the company after the third loan and insisted on a pledge agreement. Parham said Corgan wanted all principal, 6% interest, and 50% equity kicker as condition of a three-month loan in August. Parham called that deal a 200% rate of return that would make a loan shark blush. Let me stop right here.
Western Sky Financial. Sure, the money's expensive.
I am not an attorney and... I have no financial stake in either side here, but if Corgan wanted 1,000,000% rate of return and they agreed to it, that's it, right?
There's why loan sharks exist. If you can't get it from anywhere else and we will give you this, but we want this back and you do it, that's on you.
I'm not saying anything about whether Corgan should or should not be considered a loan shark. I'm saying that if a guy offers a loan with 200% rate of return and you sign it, then what legal standing do you have to complain about it later?
Nothing other than you were strong-armed or under duress or something like that, which TNA can't claim because they are claiming in the same breath that they're not insolvent at all. And we want to give him, we've been trying to give him his money back, but he won't take it because he says that we reneged on this deal, which is what his case has pretty much proved, at least to me at the very beginning of this, following along on Twitter.
Parham called Corgan's loan a heads I win, tails you lose deal. He says Corgan has resisted efforts to repay the loan. Corgan doesn't want to be refinanced and paid off because he wants 92.5% in the company. Whatever risk Corgan faced, he's been incredibly well compensated, Parham said. Parham said Corgan offered to buy the company the day his loan agreement expired. That would have included paying off Aerolux. The deal would have given him 52% of TNA. He's now saying the company is worth nothing. Well, according to Corgan, and this is a he said, she said, literally, according to Corgan... He didn't know how much the company was in debt because they didn't tell him or they misled him. That's his claim. Parham said Corgan tried to buy TNA last month, then went into litigation when that deal fell through. And Corgan did nothing to set up necessary financing for the September production. I think we knew that. That was the parent company of the Fight Network. And I am tweeting out the original story that was in the Tennessean today by Nate. So you can go up to my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, and read that whole story there.
Watch my man's follower count just keep, like, it's like a tote board during a Labor Day telethon. Just keeps flicking up for Nate.
That's
power
right.
Of this show.
The power of this show! Dude, he's added, like, hundreds in the last couple of minutes right here.
Amazing.
Anyway, he's doing a great job at the hearing. And as we get into more, We will talk about it here on the show. But as far as I know, it could be ruled today that Corgan now owns his company. That could happen today. It could also drag on. Now, why? That is the great question that I have to this day. Why? Like, what does everybody want here? I mean, I know what Dixie wants. Dixie wants to save face, which, I mean, if that's all she wants out of this, she may as well just give up now, because that's impossible. And Corgan, if Corgan now knows how much this company owes, and it's substantial, what does he want here? Why does he want this? Like,
because
you're going to get it, and then you're going to file for bankruptcy. Then you've got a bankruptcy that you have to deal with.
Because you know what? He's financially, he's in a position where he can, and he's already thrown this good money after bad being fooled. So now it's almost going to be a spite thing of, I want all of it. I want the cameras. I want any possible thing that I can possibly get out of this deal. I can eat some of the loss to it, and I can have whatever it is, something. And at the very least, at the end, he gets satisfaction, and he's in a raise the middle finger a position where he can do that. So whether you think that's nuts or not, or whether he wants to create a wrestling company
out of this. I think it's pretty nuts, but that's just me.
But he's got it, and if he wants to create a wrestling production out of this in the backyard of the Hardys or whatever he wants to come from this, you know, he's going to have a step into doing it. He'll have some contracts. He'll have some things where if he can pitch something to WGN America or make a new, you know, a new concept promotion, which is something that he's talked a lot about shaking things up in a Lucha Underground sort of way, and we've seen it with the Leader Decay sort of thing and how that's caught on. There's something there for him. When it comes to Anthem, I don't know other than maybe they're going to do a streaming. I don't know exactly what it is. You know, they have something to where if they get sold to somebody, they'll have something else in their pocket. I don't know how much money that it would be worth them throwing out there for any reason for their Fight Network, for any reason whatsoever. I don't get it. Even looking at it as well, it's programming. I would just rather make a deal for the old tapes and replay them, because all those guys are in WWE and you can make something out of that. I don't know exactly what their end game is there, other than to possibly turn around and parlay you getting it cheap, the video library, and parlaying that down the line to WWE or something, where if Anthem, this part of Anthem got sold, they'd have something else valuable as a part of it.
Parham vigorously denies financial details were hidden from Corgan. I think that's obviously one of the keys to this whole case. Corgan's claiming that I made all of these. Basically, apparently Aerolux, this is the story. Allegedly, Aerolux had a deal with Dixie where they lent her money. And I guess if they weren't paid back, they could take over. They would gain control of the company. And so apparently Corgan didn't want them to gain control of the company because he wanted it. And so that's why he was stepping in and lending money, I guess, to pay off Aerolux. It's a very complicated case, as they stated in the Big Lebowski. But the point of all of this is Corgan is claiming, if I knew how far in the hole this company was, I never would have bothered lending any money. So they're claiming, we never withheld any financial details from you. You knew from day one, I guess, how far into the hole this company was. And so I guess we'll find out. Each side is claiming something different. Parham said Corgan is attempting to cause TNA to default on his own loan. He's attempting to cause TNA to default on his own loan.
So he gets it in one swoop, which...
How's he going to do that?
Well, that's what he's claiming is, well, you know, they've already triggered these things that should put the company in his hands, and they're saying that no, that's not the case. And if it is the case, it's because you are doing things directly against us to cause that default so you can take the company, which, again, that's what this whole thing is coming down to. Is TNA insolvent? Did TNA do the or make the missteps that they needed to make to cause these triggers to go off and for Billy Corgan to have the assets of the company? So and now even if he gets the assets of the company, and this is where I think there's other parts of this lawsuit that come into play. And again, I am most certainly not a lawyer. I've seen enough judge shows on TV and everything. Love me some Judge Faith. But this is where things about cooking the books and fraud and being misled and things like that. And I don't exactly know, again, off the top of my head, exactly everything that was filed. But that's where those other parts of the case are also going to come to pass, too, here, if you're Billy Corgan.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, our radio network.
Open. The walls falling through the floor. Just as well to keep it. I get some game in store. You're with me now. We'll be again. Other points in between. And the cool, cool mornings. Turn the days to swim or sink. Living right is easy.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Monday night it was the Kevin Owens Show, but every day you can see the Kevin Steen Show at HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. Get to know the early days of the Headlock Master as Kevin hosts in-depth interviews with stars such as Matt Hardy, Adam Cole, Jay Lethal, and more. Plus tons of Kevin's early matches, all available at HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. Network.com. Check that out. And we had a text message question here. Bigger disaster, TNA's finances or Trump's campaign? Well, listen, if you're talking about a year ago, 2 years ago, would anyone have guessed that it was going to be Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump on Election Day? His campaign's been a much bigger success than TNA. Now, everything else, it's up for debate, but just the fact that he's going there, he's been way more successful than TNA has been.
For any damage to Donald Trump's brand, and there's been a lot of damage, I think, in some ways, for as much as has been talked about, it's being built up with Trump TV and those sorts of possibilities. At the end of the day, he'll at least have a brand, whereas Impact / TNA / whatever it's going to be most certainly doesn't.
There are usury laws limiting the max percentage on a loan. The legal standing is a legislative statute. So I guess what he's saying is I couldn't loan money and ask for 1,000,000% return.
Well, yeah.
That would probably be excessive.
Yes.
But I don't know if what he asked for was excessive or not. I guess we'll find out.
I don't see. I mean, it's like negotiating on Shark
Tank. I mean, you think the guy doesn't have a lawyer?
Well, I mean, it's like, too, Dixie trying to pull this. It's one thing with pulling sleight of hands when you have been classically trained in business and you had a family to work for and things like that. But when you want to start stepping up, I mean, for anything about Billy Corgan having that Chicago thing, like CM Punk of being like an obstreperous prick, the fact of the matter is, much like CM Punk, he was very successful at what he did. He held on to a boatload of money. He didn't fall into the same traps as a lot of other people and a lot of other artists of his time. And for anything you want to say about him, he's been successful, he's been on the ball, and he knows how to move his weight and how to defend himself and how to navigate through things, including the music industry, which is far more sharky than anything wrestling can dish out. So for her to try to
looking at this.
For her to try to pull this fast one on him, though, and not, I mean, is amazing. You know, you're going to name the guy president? Like, this is like he's Bob Geigel, you know, in 1986 or something like this. Like, no, this dude, you said it right here. He's president of the company. You can't just, like, get out of this in some way and say it was a work or something like that. I mean, this is just an embarrassment all the way around for TNA. It's just even more so as far as her. She's made so many decisions from not wanting to be off of TV. So that, you know, from this to the emails to Vince Russo and everything over and over again, it's just pathetic, absolutely pathetic. Because who would hire this woman? Why would you want this woman to be a part of your company or have anything to do with her when this is her business acumen?
Parham said injunctive relief should be used sparingly, says Corgan has not suffered irreparable harm. And he said Corgan wanted to get rid of all managers and appoint himself manager. Yes, he did. He flat out
said
that.
Bobby Heenan.
He thought that the current managers were running into the ground, and he wanted
Shocking.
To run the company. What's the point? I don't understand the point of this argument. Somebody help me. Text me, everybody. Somebody help me out with the understanding of TNA's argument here. Text
fling
messages.
Something against the wall.
425-780-7566 is the text message line. 425-780-7566. Only text messages. I don't want to take any calls today. I don't need this all derailed. There's too much to talk about here.
I already got dander that's up.
I do have dander that's up. But I will mention a couple of other news stories here very quickly, because this also got my dander up. I know I can't swear, but I'm... Every Monday, I have to watch a 3-hour Raw. Have we ever mentioned on this show that this Raw show is too damn long? But listen, every Monday I have to watch a 3-hour Raw. And when I find out the next day, on a Tuesday, that they announce on Twitter... that Brock Lesnar and Goldberg are wrestling at Survivor Series. And then I find out on Twitter that Bayley and Dana Brooke are wrestling at Hell in a Cell. And then I find out on Twitter that they're doing a 6-man cruiserweight on the Hell in a Cell show. I get so angry that I waste 3 hours of my life and they still don't have enough time to announce these matches on a television show that millions and millions of people watch.
No.
I realize it's not a time issue. It's just this is what they do.
Uh-huh.
But I don't care.
I know.
If the show's 3 hours long, then I'm sure you can find time in that three-hour show to announce your biggest match, one of the biggest matches they've had in years, Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg at Survivor Series. But no, there was no time on Monday. They had 3 hours of national primetime television. But they waited until the next day to announce two matches for their pay-per-view. Dude, they had 4 weeks to build up Hell in a Cell. What's 3 times 4? 12? Okay, they had 12 hours of television, and that still wasn't enough time to announce two matches for the pay-per-view on Sunday. Give me a break. Why am I wasting my time?
Remember, you ever see one of those really uncoordinated kids when you were little? The ones where it's like, okay, rub your tummy and then pat your head at the same time, and they get like all confused and they can't do it. And these were the kids that would grow up to like not be able to like walk and chew bubble gum at the same time too. Well, that's WWE. And much like the Hell in the Cell disaster that's been the build between Sasha Banks and Charlotte, I mean, they can't focus on it shouldn't be that difficult when you have 87 writers to be able to focus on more than one aspect of the show, but it obviously proves one more time that they don't know what they're doing, they don't know how to build to anything, and they had matches, they had time. I mean, why weren't these things announced on Raw? Especially, I mean, the Goldberg Lesnar thing is just bizarre to me, because unless you're saving that for one of your media partners, why would you announce that on Twitter? That's insanity to me. I guess the other matches you can say doesn't count, but you know what? You had a chance on a 3-hour show to build to these matches where even if you didn't think anybody cared about them, like Bayley and Dana Brooke, it's still part of the deal. You still need to build for them. But then again, when they've had such a disastrous time with the three main events that they're putting in Hell in a Cell, and I shouldn't say that about Owens and Rollins, because that's been good, but the other two, the characters are what they are. And then with Sasha and Charlotte, it's like you're doing it just to do it, and you don't even know which one's going to go on last. I mean, it's that sort of stuff that you just need to throw your hands up. And we talk about TNA being insolvent, going out of business. These are all mistakes that TNA would make, that WWE used to never make. And it's just always frustrating for longtime fans to see them make these stupid mistakes and not have any seemingly foresight whatsoever, kind of like being so upset that Brock got cheered and Goldberg got booed in Minneapolis. Just amazes me.
Well, the big difference is it doesn't matter in WWE because they're making so much money, unlike TNA, where every mistake they made. Well, let me give you another one here. I don't like to complain, but
yes,
I know they love to tout their social media, but as purely as a fan, not as somebody who does this for a living, but purely as a fan, with all of the great wrestling out there that I could watch, if this were not my job, why would I ever bother watching Raw when all of the matches are announced on social media? And if I go on social media after the show, I get clips of everything that I missed on Raw, and I can watch it in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Why would I watch that? Which explains to you, by the way, why millions of people are no longer watching Raw. Because you can follow wrestling and WWE without watching the shows because they give so much stuff away on social media. Now, let me tell you another reason. I know that SmackDown is the darling of the... are bored, at least. Why watch Raw? You can watch SmackDown. Let me tell you why I would have turned off SmackDown in 1 minute if this were not my job. When that show opened with Dean Ambrose standing there with James Ellsworth, and somebody scripted James Ellsworth to say, "Can you imagine that a guy who looks like me holds 2 wins over the WWF champion?" Like, I was done with the show. It was like, just, I'm done. I'm finished with this show. I don't want to watch this show. This show sucks.
Somebody call us old men, but I don't care.
No, it's not old men. It's stupid. It's not. We, as viewers, it is our job to pretend that this is real. That's all we want to do is pretend. We know it's fake.
Suspension of disbelief, like any show on TV.
I want to pretend this is real. And it's impossible to pretend it's real when they tell me it's totally not real. Because we don't even pretend that if James Ellsworth is like a great wrestler, he can win. James Ellsworth can only win if he looks good. Now, that's what they're telling me. They tell me this all the time on this show. It's like, I think they've done it with Becky Lynch, too. Who was it? Oh, it was
Natty?
Dana Brooke. Dana Brooke comes out and she says, I don't understand why people say that you're the favorite. How could you be the favorite when you look like you and I look like me? And it's like, yes. Done. I'm done with the show. Just yeah. I'm going to go do something else right now. Because in order to pretend that it's real, I have to believe that it doesn't matter what you look like. If you're the better wrestler, you can win. But I'm repeatedly told that that's not the case. You can win if you're better looking. You can be the champion if you're better looking. If you're not good looking, like, maybe they'll throw you a bone, but you're not going to be champion very, very long because of what you look like. I mean, they tell me that when I watch the show. I understand as an inside fan when I watch the show that that's how things really work. I don't need them to tell me that. So I was finished with SmackDown the moment that show went on the air, but I watched the whole thing. But I want to read a couple of other text messages before we run out of time ranting. Person says, welcome to today's world where poorly educated people to their own business agree to contracts with terms that they later complain about and expect to be able to absolve themselves of. Well, to be fair, Vince McMahon understands his business. He did many contracts like that in his lifetime, including the one with the World Wrestling or the World Wildlife Fund that he ended up losing because he signed a contract and then thought he didn't have to honor it. And shockingly, turned out he did. Okay, this is a key here from Nate. TNA's attorney states that Dixie's manager rights cannot be transferred under law. Well, if that's true, then Corgan, I don't know if he's got a leg to stand on. I mean, you can make an agreement, but it has to be upheld by the law. So if that's true, that could be a key point in this case. He said the contract between Corgan and Carter is illegal under Tennessee law. So Carter could not transfer her manager rights even if TNA is insolvent. That would be a key to this case. And that's actually finally an argument from the TNA side that...
Yeah, but you know what?
Could make a difference.
It could, but again, that opens the door to that other side of the flank where if Billy Corgan was sold a bill of goods or is under the assumption and has got enough of it in writing that said... This is what they were leading me down towards. You know, they misled me. That just, it seems to be no matter what, you know, stone that you want to move for TNA, they're rolling another one right back on top of themselves.
And TNA's lawyer also saying cash flow is a small part of the story. He says people want to buy TNA because it is valuable. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger, Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Psst, hey you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Follow Nate Rao on Twitter at TNNATERAU. TNN, or TN for Tennessee, Nate Rao. At TN, anyway, it's easy to find. I retweeted it. Spelling is worse than math for me today. Anyway, we'll have a lot on this story on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com later on today. Filthy Tom Lawler show is coming up as well, talking TNA as well as SmackDown. All sorts of great stuff for subscribers, so make sure you sign up today for full coverage, WrestlingObserver.com. We are here on this show live and free every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Daily replays, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. On the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, you can grab the TuneIn Radio app for your smartphone and check us out there. Just grab it. Search Sports Byline USA, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of Sports Byline USA programming, 22 of which is Wrestling Observer Live. A full schedule is up at sportsbyline.com. Tons of information up at wrestlingobserver.com, including listen live links for this show. And that is it from here. I want to thank Mike, as always. All of the folks at Sports Byline USA, we got a lot of big shows coming up, so check out WrestlingObserver.com, and we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.